I'm Taylor Tarter, and this is Fastball Fantasy Baseball. Let's get into it. This is just a quick reminder to subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you're using. That way you'll be notified when each new episode is published throughout the MLB playoffs and the offseason. I'm going to continue doing these regular Wednesday DFS episodes through the postseason, but once we get into the offseason, I'll be publishing less frequently and not on a regular schedule. So to stay on top of all the roster moves and trades that happen in the offseason and the fantasy impact of those moves, make sure you're subscribed. That way, when each of those things happen and I publish an episode, you'll stay connected. Also, please give the show a 5-star rating. Each high rating helps to move my podcast up the list on all the platforms when people search for fantasy baseball. So it's something that really helps me out, and it takes like 5 seconds. You can also do a paid subscription where you can receive rewards like stickers, t-shirts, personalized advice. But again, that's optional. So again, a quick reminder, I'm now on Instagram at Fastball Fantasy Baseball. I'll be posting there as much as I can with info, updates, lineup help, suggestions, all kinds of stuff. So make sure to follow me there at Fastball Fantasy Baseball on the gram. All right, let's get into it. So I've got another quick daily fantasy baseball focused episode for you today. And this is probably one of the last ones that has a significant selection of players because the championship series for both the American and National Leagues are getting closer to being over. We'll be down to two teams soon, and pickings are going to be slim. That being said, in this episode, we'll focus on the games for today, Wednesday, October 14th. But I'll be posting on Instagram tomorrow, Thursday the 15th, with some suggestions for the games on Thursday if the Astros make it through tonight. I'm actually not surprised that both series are so one-sided right now. When you compare Tampa and Houston's pitching, Tampa just looks leaps and bounds better. And as the saying goes, hitting gets you to the postseason, but pitching keeps you in it. And that's one reason why it also seems like Atlanta is doing so well. They've got these three young stud pitchers that are just killing it in the postseason. They look like they could win this year no matter who they face in the World Series. And all that being said, let's get into some daily fantasy here. So, like usual, I'm basing my setup on DraftKings. If you do FanDuels or another type of DFS lineup, the roster structure and the scoring might be different. So just kind of be aware of that. And remember, each time you do a DraftKings lineup, you have to fill certain positions. Two pitchers, catcher, first, second, third, short, and three outfield slots, just like a real team. You have a salary, you got to stay under the cap. And there's a lot of strategies that you can follow for DFS lineups, for setting DFS lineups. And I encourage you to do your research, see what information you can find. Don't just trust me, look and see what else is out there. Now, over the last 2 weeks, I've gone over how to use sabermetrics, specifically WOBA, or weighted on base average, and ISO, or isolated power, to help set your lineup. I've also covered a strategy called stacking. And so if you didn't listen to last week's episode, that was in last week's episode. Now today I want to go over a very, very simple strategy. And for this strategy, really all you're doing is looking at who's got a hot bat and looking at their splits. So what are splits, you might be wondering? There's splits for batting and pitching. And for this, we're really just going to focus on the batting splits. So basically, splits are when stats are separated into categories. So normally when you look up player statistics, it shows their overall accumulated stats. Splits break down the stats into divisions, categories. So like, how does a batter do against lefties or righties? How do they do at different places in the lineup when they bat leadoff versus when they bat second or third in the lineup? Or even how do they do in certain months? Now, splits are really easy to find on Baseball Reference, but the annoying thing there is that you have to search by individual players in most cases, and if you do that for four lineups, that's going to take forever. But luckily, ESPN can provide you with a limited number of splits, specifically for postseason player statistics, and that's good enough for today. That's where I'm actually getting my suggestions from today. It's really easy to find Google, and ESPN is one of the top choices for you. So this is a really simple strategy. Essentially, I want to find the hottest bats and I want to make sure they're in my lineup. These are guys who, regardless of the handedness of the pitcher they're facing, they're going to get the job done. And if there's any way to squeeze these guys in your lineup and go cheaper elsewhere, then that's what you might have to do. Now, all I'm doing here is I'm going to give you players who basically have the best numbers. This is easy information to look up. What you should be doing with this information is combining it with other strategies, other information. So, I'm going to give you these recommendations, but look up their batter versus pitcher stats for who they're facing, whatever specific day. Look at their wOBA and ISO, and then consider stacking them with potentially some cheaper options from their own lineup. So here's a few pitchers who kind of fit, sorry, here's a few hitters who kind of fit that mold of doesn't matter who they face, they're just playing really, really well. Outfielder Randy Arozarena from the Rays. Outfielders Michael Brantley and Kyle Tucker from the Astros, and outfielder Mookie Betts and shortstop Corey Seager from the Dodgers. Those are guys you want in your lineup, regardless of who they're facing. And in most cases, you're going to have to pay up for them. Now, Randy Arozarena is a great value play, so he's one of my recommendations for today specifically. Now, looking at the splits though, some players are only doing exceptionally well against righties or lefties. And so that's something you may want to consider when setting your lineup today and in the future. So players who do well specifically against righties include Braves catcher Travis d'Arnaud, Astros shortstop Carlos Correa, and outfielder George Springer, Dodgers outfielders Cody Bellinger and Jock Peterson, and Rays catcher Austin Barnes and third baseman Joey Wendell. Now, some of those guys are going to be in my recommendations for today's lineup. Same for some of the guys who do well specifically against lefties. So, players that do well against lefties are Braves infielders Dansby Swanson, Ozzie Albies, Freddie Freeman, and Adam Duvall. And the Freeman thing actually surprised me because he's a lefty and typically lefties don't do well against lefty pitchers. But he has some weird reverse split that it just makes sense. Astros second baseman Jose Altuve is another player who does really well against lefty pitchers. Dodgers second baseman Chris Taylor and catcher Will Smith. And Rays outfielder Kevin Kiermaier and second baseman Mike Brissot are also some good options against lefties. I also decided to look up some pitching stats as well to find out who's doing well regardless of their opponents. As for starting pitchers, I like Blake Snell and Charlie Morton from the Rays. They've been lights out. Braves young guns Kyle Wright and Ian Anderson and Max Fried have been basically unstoppable through the postseason, so whoever's pitching from that lineup is going to go in mine. Clayton Kershaw has been very good thus far in the postseason, as has Dodgers rotation mate Walker Buehler. And Framber Valdez has been the lone pitching stud for the Astros, which explains why they're currently 0-3. Now, once we get down to two teams, you might not like both of the starting pitchers. So you'll want to consider using some relievers. To do that on DraftKings, you have to toggle remove non-probables when you get to the screen where you select your pitcher. This is where it gets a little tricky. Remember, DraftKings values strikeouts above all for pitchers. But the risk of choosing a reliever is that they might not get used that game. But one thing you can do to kind of project their usage is see if and how they were used the day before. For example, Julio Urias from the Dodgers, he is kind of like that hybrid reliever starter. So he's getting used as a starter today, but he could show up in relief, three games from now. So if he pitched two innings for the Dodgers in relief in the previous game, it's unlikely we see him pitch consecutively. And to that, you know, we're going to see him pitch today. Depending on his usage, if he goes two innings versus five innings, we might not see him tomorrow. We might not even see him in 2 or 3 days. It might be longer. So you have to really kind of keep an eye on that. So I'm going to give you a few relievers to consider in your lineup going forwards, but you'll want to check their usage before including them in your lineup. So these are basically the two best relievers, in my opinion, that you can use to get strikeouts. They're keeping their ERA down. And that's Diego Castillo from the Rays and Tyler Matzek from the Braves. And I think it's likely that those are the two teams in the World Series. So those could be two really, really valuable, sneaky plays for your daily lineup once we get there. So I'm going to pause here for a minute for my sponsor, but I'll be right back with my DFS recommendations for Wednesday, October 14th. This is just a reminder and a disclaimer to make sure that you check the lineups for the teams so that you know who exactly is playing. And, you know, so some of the guys that I recommend might not be in the lineup. Some of the guys that you select for your team might not actually be playing that day. So it's important to check and, you know, make sure that, especially for catchers, that they're playing. And I've been caught with guys in my lineup that ended up not playing because I forgot to check. So don't do it. Make sure you check, 20, 10, 15 minutes before the games start. Now, also, some of these players might be listed at multiple positions, like Mike Brissot and Aledmys Diaz. So you'll want to consider that for your lineup as well, how they might fit in. So out of the four starters today, I would go with Julio Urias and Kyle Wright. I think that's where the best value is. Both pitchers have been doing extremely well, and I could see them keeping the score of that game down and getting strikeouts as well. That being said, I'm going to recommend some bats in that game too. So, I'm expecting strikeouts, but I'm expecting some hits in that game too. So finding a good catcher is getting more and more difficult, but Austin Barnes looks like a good option today. And I'd also consider Tyler Flowers and Keibert Ruiz, but again, double, triple, quadruple check to make sure that those guys are in the lineup today. For first base, I'd either choose between Freddie Freeman or Yuli Gurriel. And between second baseman, among the second basemen, I would go with either Ozzy Albies, Aledmys Diaz, or Brandon Lau. Joey Wendell and Alex Bregman are my top third base choices for today. At shortstop, you have a little bit more opportunity to be selective here. You got Carlos Correa, Dansby Swanson, Corey Seager, and Willy Adames, who are all good options there. And then, like usual, outfield, you know, has there's more outfielders on a team than any other position. So usually here, you're going to have more options too for your daily lineup. I would choose between Adam Duvall, Mookie Betts, Cody Bellinger, Jock Peterson, George Springer, Kyle Tucker, and Randy Arozarena. So those are, I think, the best outfield options for today. And like I said, you know, pay up for some of those really hot bats, and then use all of the strategies to fill your lineup out. So remember, again, One more reminder, check your lineups before games start today so that you know who's sitting and who's starting and that your line so that your lineups are filled. Okay, and I'm also going to post some recommendations for the games on Thursday, October 15th, on Instagram tomorrow afternoon. So make sure you check the post on Instagram and so that you can get your lineup suggestions. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already so that you get notified when I publish new episodes throughout the off season covering signings, roster moves, trades, and the fantasy impact of them. Until next week, feel free to reach out via the show's email, fastballfantasybaseball@gmail.com. Follow the show's Instagram at fastballfantasybaseball. And make sure to rate the show on whatever platform you're listening on. Good luck today and tomorrow, and thanks for listening.